Hello. Oh, I really hope you can hear this, otherwise that would be embarrassing if I talk to myself for like 40 minutes straight and no one can even hear me. But I'm back and it's a solo podcast today. I'm actually just set off on a walk. I haven't done a solo podcast since the end of August, so I just thought whilst I'm walking, I can get some of my thoughts and just kind of reflect on how the season has gone mentally and physically and just everything really, because quite a lot has happened since then. Yes, and also it's just good, you know, sometimes it's good, like my coach did the other day, Jan put on his story. He was just reflecting on some of the things this year, you know, before we get to the end of the year, just have a little bit of a sit down and look at what we've done. And I can definitely say I've had a really good year. 2019's been a good one. It's been hard, don't get me wrong, but it's been a really good one. Started off the year, to be honest, not so great, because in terms of school, for those that don't know, all throughout school, this is going to sound big-headed, but, you know, I've never really struggled. I've always been quite academic. Like, GCSEs, for example, were a breeze. Came out with A's and A stars, but in the new system there, eights and nines, so to speak, now. But I've transitioned into A levels and they are a lot harder. I think it's equally the fact that the courses themselves are really hard, and the fact that I haven't put enough effort into that. I have really just lived and breathed bodybuilding more so this year than any year before, which makes sense, I guess, because I've fallen in love with it even more and more. And in my opinion, if you want to be a good bodybuilder, you need to live it and breathe it. Started off the year, I think I had some mocks in year 12, and they went okay, nothing special. But equally, this was when I started being coached by my coach, 4th of January, I believe. I applied to one of his Instagram lives, and he said, because quite a few people were asking him, I don't know what category I should be in. And at that time, I'd competed in tone figure, and I'd done all right. I mean, I'd won my class and then second at British finals, which for rookie, well, first time competing, it's definitely all right. So I was happy with that. But I'd seen that he'd been pretty honest when he's answering people's questions. So I just sent him over a couple of pictures of me on stage and just said, you know, do you think I'm in the right class? And he said, yeah, definitely. He said that I needed to bring my legs up, which I like to think I've done. And basically, we got talking from there. He called me straight away and we got that sorted. Don't get run over, Caitlin. And so I started being coached by him on the 4th of January. And started like we only did a 4 to 5 month off season, really. So we kind of had to push it quite hard to gain the muscle, because I competed when I was 16. I wanted to compete when I was 17, but I didn't want to step on stage looking like I hadn't changed, because that is the one thing that frustrates me in this industry. Like, there's people stepping on stage every bloody year looking the exact same, and it just pisses me off. Like, you do it for you, but yeah. Anyway, that's me just being negative, so I'll try to stop. But yeah, no, we had to push it quite hard, and granted, although you do have to get quite big in off season, I got a little bit too fat. And at 5 foot, I did have to take off 12 kilos, which was quite a lot, for my height anyway. But yeah, anyway, so I've spoken, at the end of August, when we're coming to the end of the first leg of prep, so to speak. So there was 18 weeks between first day of prep and the first show. And the first show was PCA Manchester. And I was really, really nervous going into it. And I was more nervous than the first time I competed, mainly due to the fact that I had a lot of eyes on me. The amount of messages I got prior to PCA Manchester was crazy. So, to be honest, I was just quite worried about, you know, if I didn't perform well, that I'd let everyone down. And that really did show on stage. And as you'll know, I didn't place. I'd gone from being someone that people had messaged and saying, "Oh, you're gonna smash it," and it's like, you don't know that. So didn't place, and my heart broke. I'm not gonna lie to you, because this meant everything to me. I'd done absolutely everything in my power to get on stage and do as well as I could, to be honest with you. But yeah. Then what happened? So I went and got feedback, and I knew what they were going to say. Condition's always going to be my downfall. So the very next day, stepped on Stairmaster, and just kept going, because I knew that if I wanted to improve, I would have to bring more conditions. So first show of the season, stepped on stage at 108 pounds, which is like 50 kilos. And then final show, 103 pounds. So another 5 pounds I took off. And even then, I wasn't lean enough. Which I know I wasn't, so. But yeah, no, the next show was PCA Midlands. And the difference this time was I didn't tell anyone that I was doing this show. I just thought, right, you know what, if I don't get anything here, then that's okay. Maybe I'm just not good enough. So I just thought, I'm just going to enjoy it. I stepped on stage, and the difference in the stage pictures, not only with how I looked cosmetically, but like how confident I looked on stage, it did change a lot, for the better, and came out with second there, which was crazy. Some really great bodybuilders in that lineup, including Sophie, who I've done a podcast with recently, British champion, so second in the Midlands lineup, which, you know, arguably one of the, you know, the biggest shows bar the Saxon. Yeah, no, I was chuffed to pieces with that. And then the week after was the NABBA England, which is a qualifier for the universe, and I'd never planned on doing that, but I thought, you know what, I'll just hop into it, because I know NABBA in the past have had a reputation for, how do I put it, more harsh looking girls, you know, very lean, very dry and hard. So I didn't know whether I would do, you know, even place. I rocked up on the day. It was in Birmingham, so I'd have to set off at like 5 a.m. in the morning to get there. Came down, and then we didn't step on stage until about 6 p.m. Was lucky enough to step on stage with some really great girls again. Molly, Chloe, Rebecca, Liv, who else? Louise. Yeah, some really good physiques there. And managed to bag top six, which is okay. You know, top three would have been lovely to get an invite to the NABBA universe, but it was okay. And at this point, I think my physique was starting to look nicer. Oh, crap. I've done that out of order. Shit. Anyway, by this point, I think my physique was starting to, it was looking the best it had looked so far. I did the UKUP the week before, completely forgot about that. Managed to win that one, which I really wanted going in to retain my title. And going into that show, I had quite a, it was a harder, drier look, but wasn't as full. So I looked quite stringy, whereas I was a bit fuller for the NABBA show. I liked both of the looks, to be honest with you, but they were just quite different due to, you know, the manipulation we made in peak weeks. Obviously, I'm not an open bodybuilder. Nothing that we do to manipulate food and water and sodium is going to change my physique drastically. But upon reflection, yeah, there was two different physiques. And that carried on throughout prep, to be honest with you. Each show was a little bit different. Very watery at the start, then got a bit drier, then got a bit fuller, then got a bit drier. So what have we done so far? I've done the PCA Manchester, no placing. PCA Midlands, second place. UKUP, Northerns, won that one. Then top six at NABBA England. And then I actually had a couple of weeks until the next show, which was actually PCA Finals. And yeah, I didn't place that. I didn't expect to, in all honesty. It would have been lovely. It really would have been great to place there. But I know, like I say, my condition just, it's not good enough for that standard. And, you know, I tried everything I could. I followed the plan to a T. And I don't know whether it's due to my age that my body was literally fighting back. But yeah, I did really enjoy the finals though. But a good thing to take away from it is the fact that, and I think I mentioned this on a podcast before as well, I just, in future, I'm not going to use PCA Protan, just because it kind of has a film on my skin that makes me look a bit softer. And I know you might be thinking, just because you weren't in condition, stop making excuses, but when you compare the pictures to like the NABBA UK show, which I personally think was my best showing, it was definitely a much different look. And the NABBA show, I had it done by Nicola A1, and I just seemed to really get on with that. It's a darker tan. And it just works for me personally. It's like some people work amazingly with Dream Tan. If I put Dream Tan on, Jesus Christ, I'd look stupid. But so no more pro tan in future. I'll just get Nicola on the case. So that was the fifth show. Then the week after that, did the NABBA UK. We didn't peak for that, and funnily enough, that was my best luck. And again, that was a really big lineup. Like, throughout the whole of my shows, there was not one show where there was less than 10 people, I think. Some shows there was 19, 20 of us in a class, which is pretty insane. So that's why I was quite happy with some of the placings. NABBA UK, I think there was 19 of us, something like that, something stupid. And I'm not going to lie, when I got first call-outs, they moved me right into the centre, and I was like, oh my God, I've got this. And you can see that from my smiles. But then I kind of got moved out there and got third, which obviously that's okay. It's okay, but if you've been following my Instagram as well, you'll have seen that I'm never gonna ever be happy unless it's first place. I don't compete to not be best. And I'm just not wired that way. And then the final show of the season, which was the one that I really wanted that win. It was UKUP finals. I'd done it last year as well, got second. But got beaten by Louise. She's pretty much picked up every single toned figure title that there is, I think, in the UK, other than PCA. Supposed to ask her actually why she hasn't done PCA, but yeah, no, the only one she's not won is pretty much PCA, which is crazy. I don't mind being beaten by someone who's better than me. I never mind that. I really wanted to do it. I have to settle for second. But yes, that was the seven shows. I'd only planned to do four, well, two, and then the two finals, but ended up being seven. Do I regret doing that many shows? No. But at the same time, I didn't need to do all them shows. By the NABBA England, I don't think I got any better, but I also don't think I got any worse. I did obviously say that for the NABBA UK, and that was one of the last shows that I thought was my best look, but to be honest, I think that was a large part of the fact was the tan and the lighting at the NABBA UK just made me look a lot leaner, which was lovely, don't get me wrong, but seven weeks, well, 8 weeks back to back of, you know, peak week, it was hard. I'm not gonna lie, it was hard. I kind of numbed everything out, and this is what I just wanted to kind of get onto is the final part of this podcast. Just the fact that I put everything off. So the only thing that I was thinking about, you know, I was waking up at 5:30 every morning to go to the Stairmaster before school, obviously do school, come back, train, do more cardio, more steps, and my brain was fried. You know, everything was dead by this point, mentally anyway. I'd blocked it all out. And school took a back burner. It wasn't even a thought. It's just I rocked up, did it because I had to, and went home. And obviously I had quite a successful season, but I do regret not being able to balance. Oh shit, I'm about to get run over. Not being able to balance everything as well as I could have. And I thought at the time that I had it all balanced until there was a couple of weeks post show, post the final show. I'm not gonna lie to you, I literally just broke down. It all was a bit much, because I got some results back from school, and one of the teachers who knows me quite well just kind of went, "What's going on?" And to put everything into something and not win everything was one thing. So I was kind of punishing myself with the fact that I didn't win every single show I did by trying even harder. And I think ordinarily, if I didn't have other commitments outside of bodybuilding, then, you know, that would have been absolutely fine. But the fact that I went so robotic and didn't think about anything else other than bodybuilding, other things in my life did suffer. I haven't been very social with my friends. That's why I've been trying to make an effort to go out with them and, you know, normalise myself as much as possible. I don't think they'll be listening to this, but I have tried to go out with them and I've explained to them how, you know, sorry I feel that I've neglected them. But yeah, everything's absolutely fine now, don't get me wrong. It was just, there was a blip a couple of weeks after the show where everything that I'd been holding together by, you know, a piece of string, if you want to call it that, just came crashing down. But no, I'm in a really, really good position now, in all honesty. The way I handled post-show, I'm actually quite happy with, to be honest with you. I'm not one of those people that is gonna do a reverse diet and gain 1 pound a week. Absolutely not. Nope. What did I do? So, after the final show, I enjoyed some treats that the lovely Dr. Steph had made for me. I went to Five Guys. That was really nice. And then I just came home and flopped into bed because it was about 11. The next couple of days, I kind of just ate what I wanted, grazed through the day, and then went out for meals with my friends and family on the Sunday and the Monday. And then that was me. That was me done, because I let myself have what I want, but equally didn't go insane. I kept some steps in, cardio, went to the gym, the pumps were incredible. And then when I next checked in with my coach, so final stage weight was 103 pounds, I was only 106 pounds, and I was like, what? excuse me? And then the next week, checked in, and I was something like 116 pounds, so I've gone up 10 pounds, and I was shitting myself. But I looked at the photos that I'd taken and how I was looking in the gym, and it didn't make sense. Like, yeah, I wasn't as lean, but there was really very little difference in terms of the pictures. The pumps and the vascularity that I was getting were, they were like, I was more vascular than I was in the whole of prep. And to be honest with you, even now, 8 weeks post, well, almost 10 weeks post show now, to be honest with you, I just can't explain it. And the pumps are insane. I'm still vascular. I'm not sure how I'm getting away with it. Now I weighed in, last check-in, 116 pounds, but my weight has been going up and down between 120 and 116. So that is like a 17-pound gain. But when I'm comparing last time I weighed this much to obviously now, like I literally look like a different person. So I'm not too sure how I'm getting away with it, but it seems like I've managed to rebound pretty well. So I guess if I'm to summarise how I managed to do that, and the important thing is this wasn't my first prep. I knew what to expect. I knew how hungry I'd be. And so what I'd say is enjoy yourself for a couple of days and just eat to satiation, not till you're gonna explode, because remember, food is literally always gonna be there. And in a couple of months, once your ghrelin and leptin and hunger hormones sort themselves out, and when you need to put it into perspective, when you're in off season and you have no appetite, you need to look back. You don't want to fuck up your off season. Like, there's so many people that can mess it up easily just by eating and eating and eating, and they know it. They know that they're doing something that's not necessarily beneficial to their bodybuilding career, but they just keep doing it. But yeah, anyway, so I just go off on rants, I'm so sorry. Eat to satiation, and then I love meal plans and prep and consistency and that style of thing, and I just got right back on it. My coach put me back on a meal plan that it was pretty much maintenance. Well, I thought it was maintenance. I maintained for a couple of weeks, and then body weight basically just kept creeping up week on week, but the photos were saying otherwise. It kind of, I was getting fuller and fuller, but my waist is still staying tight. You know, I have no want or urge to eat off plan. I've just been eating exactly. I've been training like harder than I've ever done in my life. For example, you know, the session on Friday with AJ, I can't even explain it. And I managed to pull 130 for 8. And last time I pulled that much weight, I was about 10 kilos heavier. So that's pretty promising. Yeah, train intense. Keep your cardio in, so your steps, like I'm doing now. And I'm not going to lie to you, I'm still bloody starving. Like, but I think that's a good thing. Like, I'm hoping that means that my metabolism is adapting nicely. But yeah, I'm really far post-show. Obviously, I've gained fat, but I don't think I've got too fat, if that makes sense. You can see my check-ins weekly on my coach's site. It's free. Literally just sign up using your email and a password, and you can have a look at all my check-ins. So you can see, you know, my weight going up, but I don't think necessarily the images reflect that, which is really nice. I feel like my delts and my lats and my legs have kind of... I sound like a dickhead saying it, but they've kind of exploded. Like, everywhere's got bigger. Obviously, it's most likely not muscle, but it looks pretty good. So, yeah, that's me just chatting shit. I'm just going to continue as I'm doing. Training hard, eating well. Yeah. All right, well, thanks very much for listening to me just chat shit. And I will probably do another one of these maybe in another month, after another month of off season, and just see where we're at then. But other than that, if you're listening, have a really good Christmas, enjoy yourself, relax, train hard, train heavy, train to failure, no reps in reserve. Oh, that was funny. Called him out. He messaged me. I mean, it's sound, but like, yeah. Anyway, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. yeah, no reps in reserve. That's all I'm saying. but yes, that is me just chatting shit, wrapping up the season, to be honest with you. All in all, I'm really, really happy, especially with how much I managed to improve since last year. Granted, I only did like a 4-month off season, and even then that was rushed. So I'm really happy with the changes. Obviously, I wanted to win a British title. I didn't do that. But yeah, the goal now is essentially, you know, gain enough muscle and be good enough to be able to step on stage in any federation in the UK and, you know, win. That is the aim. But obviously I will have to do before that is possible. Yeah, this is, so if you've managed to get to this point and listen to me ramble, thank you very much. I'm just literally just getting out how I feel. Right, well, I will continue my walk. thank you very much for listening. I don't know how to end these things. Like, I'm just gonna pause it now. Bye.